The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. Jesus said to the crowds, "Everything that the Father gives me will come to me, and I will not reject anyone who comes to me. Because I came down from heaven not to do my own will, but the will of the one who sent me. And this is the will of the one who sent me, that I should not lose anything of what he gave me, but that I should raise it on the last day. For this is the will of my Father, that everyone who sees the Son and believes in him may have eternal life, and I shall raise him on the last day." The Gospel of the Lord. If someone asked you why you Catholics pray for the dead, do you have an answer? Do you have the right answer? In today's gospel, we are reminded about what Jesus said that the will of the Father is, that all may be saved, all who believe in his Son, Jesus, might have eternal life. And there's a lot of people, a lot of Christians, Catholic and non-Catholic, who believe in Jesus. But also, as you know, we're all sinners. So none of us is perfect. None of us, when we die, we're going to go directly to heaven. Somehow God's going to continue to work with us to prepare us to get to heaven. These are the souls that we pray for and we remember today. And if we have the proper understanding that prayer is about doing God's will, as Jesus said, he came to do the Father's will, and the Father's will is that all be raised up to eternal life. So through our prayers, God gives us the opportunity to help those who are still transitioning into heaven to reach their destination. That's why we pray for the dead. Just like, why do we ask the saints to pray for us? The saints are already in heaven. We don't pray for Mary or St. Joseph or St. Patrick. We believe they're already in heaven, but we ask their prayers for us. So in a way, prayer is like the spiritual internet. We communicate with one another and with God through prayer. And the purpose of all that communication is for us to know God's will and for us to pray that God's will be fulfilled, as Jesus told us today. God gives us this opportunity for us to participate in his work of salvation through our prayers for our deceased brothers and sisters. Because of our faith that all those who die in Christ will rise with him to eternal life. That's why we remember our dead. That's why we pray for them, that their journey towards heaven may be hastened, so God will be pleased when all his family is reunited with him.